Today, I'm going to tell you a story. A story about the theater. About a beautiful ballet, full of costumes and lights and mysterious magic. And while you're listening to the story, I wonder if you can imagine yourself as part of the scene. We've all had those moments where we've been watching a movie, or reading a book, or watching something live on stage, and we felt connected with the characters. And I'm sure there are a couple of characters that you might feel awfully connected to. This is the story of Coppelia. Coppelia means the girl with enamel eyes. She is a doll. And you find yourself in a theater, helping backstage at a ballet. The ballet has come to town and they are doing a production of the famed ballet, Coppelia, which is all about a beautiful doll, a mechanical doll, that lives in a house in a village. Now, the house is of a mad scientist who is so enamored by the doll that he wants to bring her to life. Meanwhile, in the village, the two main characters, Franz and his girlfriend, Swanhilda, have seen the doll. Franz thinks that she is a beautiful woman and falls in love with her, while his girlfriend, Swanhilda, is not happy about this and decides to investigate. Just like you, one evening at the theater, one evening after the show, you start to notice something funny happening on stage. The show has just ended, and you can still hear the rustle of applause from the crowd as the ballet dancers take their final bows. You hear the familiar thudding of the pointe shoes as they all exit, and everybody starts taking their makeup off and getting ready to go home for the night, except you, because you've noticed something going on stage. You've noticed something in the set of the dolls. You see, in Act 2, there's this big scene where the girls venture into the doll maker's house and find all of these different mechanical dolls coming to life all at once. And you hear a noise coming from a corner of the set. You take a torch and walk on stage to investigate, as behind the curtain is quite dark. As you draw nearer, you start to see a light, like a stage light beaming down on the set. That's not supposed to be on, you think to yourself, as you remember that all of the lights are supposed to be off after the curtain closes. As you walk towards the set, you see the curtains, red, velvet, plush, and run your hand across them, just to remind yourself that you're here safe on this stage. And as you walk closer to the set, you see the paneling that makes up the house, the inside of the scene. It's an attic in an old scientist's house. You feel the wooden chairs and tables around you. And at each little nook and cranny sits a large doll. But there's one doll in particular, one doll that makes you feel so happy when you see her, and that is Coppelia herself. She's sitting there with a book open, staring down at it. She's dressed like a ballerina with her pointe shoes and pointed down at the floor as she sits on a wooden stool. You walk around her, and as you do, you notice the red velvet of her tutu with the tulle sticking out, and you just reach your hand out to brush at it, to feel the material. The costume designers have clearly done a wonderful job creating this doll. She is life-size, and the prop designers have made sure she looks every part the part of a ballerina on stage. Then you hear a noise coming from the corner of the room, a rustling, and voices echoing in the distance. As you turn to your right, you notice them, and you hide behind the doll. Out from the distance comes an old man, dragging a younger man behind him. You see him struggle and saying, "No, no, stop, please." But as they walk closer to you, start to realize that his hands are bound and he's blindfolded and being pulled along with a rope. The old man seems to be strapping him down to some sort of contraption, placing something on his head. As he looks down at him and pulls the blindfold off, you hear the old man say, "Now I have you, and now I'm going to put your soul into my doll, my favorite doll, so she will finally be real at last." You can see the other guy shaking his head. The young man is frightened and scared. "Please, please don't do this," he says to the old man, as you start to quiver and cower behind the chair, nervous as to what might happen next. You see him starting to pull at levers as he starts walking towards the doll with something in his hand. As he grows closer, you start wondering whether or not he'll be able to see you. As you look around for another hiding spot, you can't find one. You're stuck, trapped, no idea what could happen next. As the old man reaches the doll, he places a hand on her shoulder and looks down directly at your hiding spot. You gasp in fear as he says, "Ah, somebody else here to watch Micropalia come to life. Excellent. I always wanted a crowd." As he grabs you by the wrist and pulls you out of your hiding spot, you leap to your feet as he drags you over to a chair next to the young man. He's trembling with fright as you notice that he's one of the dancers. He's the dancer who plays Franz in the show, the one you've been working with all these weeks. And the guy holding you is the mad genius. This is like the ballet come to life. As you start blinking rapidly and shaking your head to make sure it's not a dream, but it's not. As he throws you down into a chair next to him, binds you to the chair, and places something on your head too. You thought you could escape, did you? Well, lucky for you, I have more than one doll. So Franz here gets to be placed into a different doll, and you get to be Micropalia. How does that sound? You start shaking your head with fright, trying to protest, but he puts something in your mouth, gagging you, leaving you unable to protest, unable to speak, as he places something around your head, a metal band that you see is connected with hers, as he moves the doll directly to face you, as you see her beautiful wooden porcelain skin with a giant smile painted across her face. You can see her figure, her physique, everything about her, as she looks down at her book. You can see her long dark lashes and eyelids painted with makeup, and you start to realize that soon you will be transferred into this doll, a completely controllable ballerina doll. You start shaking with fright, but yet curious as to what could happen next, as you see the old man walking over to a machine with buttons and levers as he's placed the same headband around her head that is on yours. You see it nestling against her crown, pushed up against her beautiful dark raven-haired bun, as you realize that soon you will be that ballerina. As the old man looks down at you and laughs, "Any last words?" he says, as you look at him with a look of shock and fear, as he pulls the lever down and you feel shockwave after shockwave coursing through your body, as you feel yourself pulled out of your own skin and moved around somewhere. You feel the dissociative feelings that come with the machine as it swaps your body with a doll. As all of a sudden, the next thing you remember is your eyes looking down at a book. You try to move, but yet you aren't able. You try to move a wrist, a leg, but the only thing you can move is your eyeballs, as you look down yourself and realize that you are Coppelia, dressed in the red tutu, with your pointe shoes up, ready to dance at any moment, seated reading a book. As the old man walks over to you and he smiles a wicked smile, and he says, "And now, my doll, you will dance." And with that, you feel yourself getting up, and you feel yourself dancing around and around and around the room. At first, you can feel the movements quite janky, mechanical, like the mechanical ballet doll that you are. But soon enough, your movements start to become more fluid, ethereal, as you rise up onto your pointe shoes and dance around, spinning and twirling, arabesquing and leaping through the air. That's right, your arms so graceful, everything about you so poised and controlled. Your back is arched, your head held high. And you start to notice something. You start to notice with every movement of your body that you feel free, that you feel happy. A big smile moves across your face. As you start to see the curtains opening, and you're not sure whether this is real or not, but as the curtains open, you start to see faces, faces of people out in the crowd, that just makes you want to dance more and more, better and better at your craft, showing them what a perfectly poised ballerina doll you are. As you spin, as you twirl, as you jeté in arabesque, your legs kicking high up into the sky, and your pointe shoes able to easily hold you as you rise up onto pointe to show them all of your skills. It's almost as if you've been doing this all of your life. It's just so perfect, so magnificent. And you see people in the crowd starting to applaud, smiling back at you as you realize that this is a place you've always longed to be, a place you've always longed to try, to find yourself on stage, stared at by all those people. And it just feels so right in this moment, as you turn behind you to see the old man smiling and clapping to himself, as he knows he's done well. As you start to see another doll moving towards you, she's another ballerina doll, this one in a pink tutu with pink tights and baby pink pointe shoes. She is the look of pristine perfection. And as she looks at you, she smiles at you, and you start to dance together in sync perfectly, like you've been doing this all of your life. And as you turn behind you, you see other dancers start to run out onto the stage to join you in your dance. And as you all spin and twirl, leap to the music, you hear each beat, each motion of the music flowing through you, like it's controlling you, like you're having an out-of-body experience, but yet it's so wonderful, it's so freeing, and it's so easy to allow the music to control you. With every breath that you take, with every single motion you make, you just feel yourself dancing around and around and around the stage, spinning and twirling and waiting for the applause of the crowd. And as the music starts to die down, you start to notice yourself slowing down too. And as it stops, you take a deep curtsy with your head held low, one of your legs behind the other, dropping almost to a knee as you bow your head for the audience. And as you stretch your arms out to acknowledge the audience and curtsy once more, you hear the thunderous applause of the crowd and the thunderous applause of the old man, the mad scientist behind you walking towards you, as he says, "And now, Coppelia, I have a fun gift for you." As he takes your hand and you gracefully walk with your pointe shoes outturned towards the chair as he sits you down, you sit there poised with your pointe shoes up, showing him that you're ready to dance at any moment. Your back is arched straight up and your head is pulled up, almost as if you were pulled by an imaginary string. And as he walks over to you with the box, you start to realize that there might be something in that box, something to signify his joy for having you with him. And now that you're given a moment to think, you start wondering whether or not you should be happy, or you should be scared and frightened that this man has just replaced you, replaced the you that was before, with this doll, placed your mind into the body of this doll that dances on command, so easily and effortlessly. As you open the box he gives you, you see inside there's a pair of point shoes. They are red, blood red. And you can see the laces lying in there next to them. You know exactly what to do, and it's almost without thinking. You take them out of the box, untie your old point shoes, and slip them on. As you do, you start to bend and flex your feet to see if they fit, and they do, perfectly, almost as if they were made for you, almost as if they were made, specially sculpted to fit your feet. You take them back off and you start to grab the needle and thread that lie at the bottom of the box, ready to sew the laces into your shoes. And as you sew the laces into your shoes, start to break the box, making sure the shoes fit comfortably, and tying the ribbons around your ankles, you start to realize that these are not ordinary shoes. Something new starts to surge within you as the old man smiles and he says, "Ah, I see you like the red shoes. These are special shoes. You see, any dancer who wears these red shoes will never, ever stop dancing. They will dance and dance and dance until they just give in. That is the curse of the red shoes. And now, my beautiful Coppelia, dance." You start to feel yourself filling up with dread and fear, as all of a sudden your body just starts dancing uncontrollably. The music isn't even playing. People in the stage look shocked, awed. There's no music and yet you keep dancing. The other dancers try and stop you, but you can't. You start spinning and twirling yourself into oblivion as you just can't stop. At first, it feels so freeing, almost a giddying feeling as you spin and twirl faster and faster than you ever have before, with the grace and ease of a real professional ballerina. As you start to leap and twirl, and your moves get more and more extreme, more and more difficult, as you start moving at a faster and faster and faster pace, and you start to feel your body weakening, as you start to pant and wonder when this will stop, as the spinning and the spinning and the spinning just seems to make the world whiz past you, as you can't see anything else but the blur of bodies, the people around you asking you to stop, until all of a sudden everything turns black, as you fall down onto the floor, collapsing down. As the curtains close around you, a black haze spins around your head as you start blinking and blinking more and more. The blurriness seems to clear as you realize, as you look down, you're back to yourself, back in the clothes you're wearing, back in the blacks of a backstage crew person. And as you look around, you realize that you seem to have just dozed off for a moment, gotten lost in your thoughts as you stared at the Coppelia doll. As you realize that you are face to face with her, she's looking into your eyes, not at her book. And you wondered, was that all a dream? Was this a far-fetched fantasy? Or did it really happen? Who knows? All you know is that the noise you were checking out isn't there anymore. And as you realize that everything is all clear, you start to make your way back behind the stage, exiting through the stage door and heading home. And as you do, you think to yourself, what a wonderful time to have been a dancer. But for now, it's time to wake you up. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, coming back to the waking world and remembering your time as a ballerina, having the best time ever, with 1, two, three, that's right. Starting to awaken with four, five, six, feeling happy, content, energized and refreshed, with seven, eight, nine, and on the next number. Wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy file, and as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.